If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, another day. I hope you're well. I am, and I'm thankful every single day for it, and thankful for the opportunity to be able to do this show, present a lot of information, hopefully education, and maybe a little entertainment along the way, although there are so many serious issues out there. We try to keep this pretty much goal-directed in a certain area, and on that note, back joining us is Scott Thomas. He's the founder and president of Ascension Wealth Advisors out of Nashville, Tennessee. It's a fee-only registered investment advisor for retirees, private clients, business owners, family offices, and privately accredited investors. There is a fiduciary fee, only investment advisor to Precious Timber, where we're going to cover again more information, and their investors. And we're gonna go right now to Scott. I want to just give you his website. I believe it's ascensionwealth.net. Correct?
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right, and welcome. It's great to have you on. Last week we managed to touch the surfaces, and I first made the distinguishing comment, which I'd like to repeat here last week, that Alex Wilson, who has been a guest on this show for months, telling his fabulous story, and we've gotten a great response, handles one of them. He's the president, the CEO, the founder. You are the wealth management advisor, so maybe you can briefly elaborate on the distinctions between what you do and what he does and your involvement with Precious Timber.
Good morning. Thank you, Stu, for having me. It's always a pleasure. And the relationship that I began with the due diligence process for my clients started about 2 years ago. And as we began to look at Latin American agricultural opportunities as a fiduciary to our clients, the relationship with Alex began with due diligence phone calls. He made himself available. And as an issuer of securities, he has a fiduciary obligation as well. But my position here is to really vet that out, get all the metrics, spreadsheet it, net it out, and see if it's appropriate for what we're looking to do. So Alex and his team are really plantation owners. They're fantastic at the boots on the ground level in Nicaragua and Latin America. So his concentration is really running Precious Timber for the benefit of his clients. And so we jumped right in there and saw that and began to understand exactly what he was doing. So it made sense and felt good. So we continued that due diligence process as we filtered out and screened the different Latin American agriculture opportunities that we had. So my role becomes really a filtering, a screening, a whole due diligence process for our clients as we begin to move over to the left, so to speak, the ones that we want to continue to look at. And as we did that, we really began to place and allocate client investments to the precious timber family of investment opportunities. We're very excited about that.
Scott, the ramifications of this are really quite involved and tense. And how should people begin the process by looking at it? What is the goal of incorporating alternative investments into a portfolio? Is it to enhance returns or to reduce risk? Which one, or is it dependent upon the individual and his or her financial status to determine which one is the priority?
Fantastic question. The alternative investment space is broad, and it's ever broadening. And there's things that we look at as portfolio managers that obviously most advisors are doing for their clients, all advisors, I would say, and that is the uncorrelation and the covariance to different asset classes. So when you look at that, you can enhance returns in the alternative space, and that makes your long-term metrics really look well. And that's our goal for our clients, is to look at the long-term investment process. So simply, I began, we'll specifically look at coconuts for a second. I really, truly just began my search with the future of coconuts. And I literally did it on Google. And as I did that, I began to spend hours reading about the economics of coconuts in this case. One of the other searches that I did was the commercial coconut industry, because I needed to understand, the breadth where it was at globally. So it really begins with simple searches. I don't think there's any particular question that can't be answered in terms of, well, that's kind of a goofy question. Well, no, it's not, because you really need to understand what's all involved. But we love the industry the tropics, and specifically Latin America. The agricultural scenario and space is fantastic. And we want to, even though if you look at some of the agricultural funds right now, they're down, but that's okay. People say, well, you don't want to buy something that's down. That's not true. You actually want to diversify your portfolio. So when you see one particular asset class zig and the other one zag, that's a great thing for overall portfolio endurance. So alternative investments really do better than anything in not only smoothing that out, but looking again towards those long-term returns that you can with low risk and high return.
Well, that was my next question. You almost anticipated low risk and high return. A lot of people just instinctively think the greater the risk or the greater the possibility of a return, the greater the risk. It's not necessarily true. I mean, you can look at puts, you can look at options. I'm not going to get into all of that, neither are you. But I think it's important to know, and I'm trying, I don't know where I heard the numbers, so correct me if I'm wrong, something like a 17% return on timber in the past year. I may be off on that. I did see that number. And it's for certain people, though. And what is kind of the minimum to get into, $100,000?
It is $100,000. In a typical retirement plan, most of the clients that they'll have at least 250 to, on upwards in a 401k that they can roll over into a self-directed IRA. I typically would sit down and customize a cash flow program and do all their analytics and do their portfolio returns. And then when it's appropriate, certainly we would allocate we would be very comfortable in allocating $100,000 into tropical timber or the blended fund, which works out well as well.
What do you mean when you say the sources of return, or did we already answer that question within the content of the last one at $100,000, that the return is not available. The sources of return are not available from traditional markets.
The sources of the in investment advisors' world, we look at return premium. So there are certain areas that return comes from. So we can expect a reasonable amount of return for a unit of risk. And so in that particular scenario, again, a diversified Latin American portfolio with precious timber will allow those return metrics to go on up. So we look at, you know, easily 14, 15% per year in especially coconut, and then, as you mentioned, the precious timber, the tropical timber, with the NCREIF index is higher than any asset class that we track, and that's coming in at around 15% back, you know, 100 years of tracking. So when you add the tropical timber to it, it actually pushes up the basis points another 200 basis points. So you're looking at about a 15 to 17% long-term rate, annualized long-term return in timber.
All right. Pleasant note to end on. I don't know where else you can get that kind of return unless you bet on the Mayweather fight.
Yeah.
I want to thank you so much, Scott Thomas, investment advisor and chief financial advisor to Precious Timber. Just go to preciostimber.com. Call them. Tell them you heard it here, and it's worth considering. Thanks a million.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658. And use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people, and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees, so you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN Bridge Program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Phyllis Schlafly, and I did an interview with Stu Taylor, and he really knew how to ask the questions. It was a great interview. I appreciate him reading my new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom.
Darling, you sent me, I know.
All right, we're back, and lots of issues going on right now. Probably the two big ones are Hurricane Irma and North Korea. And I'd say the immediate problem is Hurricane Irma. I think the effects of devastation from that will be felt long before any effects from any potential devastation of North Korea. But I'll say it, and I just tend to agree with most of the experts who say that this nutty leader of North Korea is unpredictable, apparently off the edges, except that he's also very shrewd, and I believe he knows what he's doing. And let me tell you, nobody wants war. Nobody wants it. I mean, all you have to do is like a little kid, you say, now, if you do this, this will be the consequences of your actions. Those people who are self-destructive, the madmen with the fundamental Islam who think, you know, everybody else is going to go to hell and live with pigs while they go to heaven and have 72 virgins. That's a different story. I think they're the most dangerous ones that we have to deal with. I think this is, again, an effort on the part of King Jong-un to see if he can solidify the security of his country, which he sees threatened every day, and with forces around him being closed in. I mean, there's, in a sense, and this is the part that is not insanity, that if you went to the world of nuclear production and have the capabilities right now of dropping a hydrogen bomb, which is five times more powerful than what's used in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, you're kind of talking from a little bit of strength. And you will notice that even though there are somewhat mixed signals from the administration and Trump on what to do, It's just not in the realm of things to consider this a serious possibility at this point. But what do we do? What do we do? So that issue is going to be continually haunting us every single day. And as I said, we have an immediate issue on the to deal with regarding Hurricane Irma. Now, I've always had, from the days where I was a little kid, maybe saw a couple of these. I won't even name the storm because it'll tell you how old I am. How frightening being caught in the middle of a hurricane could be. As I can remember, I was caught on one on Old Orchard Beach when my parents weren't looking. We were staying at my cousin's house. I kind of snuck out the front door on the ocean at Old Orchard Beach, and within minutes, seconds, I get grabbed by the neck and dragged back in because I felt like I was going to get blown into the ocean. We see the devastation, we see the travesty, we see the money that has to be allocated, and you don't see any real discussion or disapprovement or disapproval when it comes to allocating funds for this and declaring a national emergency. Trump has done, I think, a terrific job handling this, and even though the far left would love to find a way to tear him to shreds, and I'm sure they will after it's over. I'm sure they will. Like they never... They never did it to Obama, but they did it to George W. Bush. And George W. had some very, very poor optics. Sometimes when you're in the middle of an emergency situation, you can't adjust those optics. Like the time when it was announced that 9/11 had hit. And he was in a schoolroom reading to little kids, and one of his staff came over and tapped him on the shoulder and whispered in his ear, and you saw that look of that expression on his face, which I'll never forget. That's when you have to say, forget the optics. That was a typical human reaction under any condition. But if you're looking for optics out of this president, by and large, you can forget it. And regarding Irma, it's a Category 5 storm. Its diameter is 400 miles. It's the largest powerful storm in the history from the Atlantic, and it emigrated from the Verdes Islands off the coast of Africa, where you get the biggest strength ones. Now, we're not talking the biggest ones in the world. We're not talking typhoons, which hit in excess of 200, 210, 220 miles an hour. But this one presents perhaps a very different set of complicated issues than Harvey. You know, with Harvey, it was primarily virtually 100% rain and not much wind. I think it's a little too early to tell where this one will go, but if it skirts that coast, I think you can expect those wind numbers to attenuate or at least remain pretty close to where they are, to a Category 4 or 5. And the diameter of this storm being 400 miles, and the diameter across Florida being 150 miles. And if you're looking at television at all and you're seeing the size of this, ladies and gentlemen, I've got to tell you, this is pretty scary. And it's not one of those storms that's going to miss the coastal U.S. The recent models, in fact, the latest models, including European models, are more and more indicating that this storm is going to take a turn to the north and go up the coast. There's about 10 or 15 different models, but all of them are projected in the sense of either going north to slightly northeast to slightly northwest. So you don't have a situation where you're looking at a 45-degree turn or anything that's going to take it out to sea. And unfortunately, there are too many people who don't take heed or warning because they're in love with where they live, and they're not going to let their family fortunes go and their treasured homes they've had for years. The decision is awful. I know it, because you always think, well, there are going to be some people who were lost and hurt, but there are going to be so many people here. It's the probability of it happening to me is very, very slight. Wrong attitude to take. And there's not much you can do in there in these situations, especially in an evacuation mode, when you're sitting in a house with rising water. or you can't get your family taken care of. So if you're listening here on some of my other networks, just take heed. Stu Taylor will be back.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced any of the following: pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Hernia mesh patch implants are used for repairing most common types of abdominal hernia, which occurs when muscles or connective tissue in your abdomen are damaged or weakened. If you have had a hernia mesh implant and suffered an injury, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. Call for more information about the recall and a free consultation. Don't be a silent victim. Call 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410. 800-748-8410.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, I'm Harvey McKay, and author of Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive. I can't thank you enough, Stu. The interview, I didn't like it. I loved it. And I love the way you change lives. I love the way you prepare to win, the way you do your homework. I like to surround myself with winners, and really look forward to having dinner with you in Boston very, very soon. Best of luck to you.
Ooh, you come on like a dream. Peaches and cream, lips like strawberry wine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine. You're all ribbons and curls. Ooh, what a girl, eyes that twinkle and shine. You're 16.
All right, we return, and... when I started the show, I said we were talking about two major issues of the day. We were talking about North Korea. And believe me, every day there's not a dearth of issues. Also talking about Irma, and I think it's pretty difficult to do this show or any show without including Irma in the discussion. So my prayers with everyone here regarding this horrific storm. And all I can say is we'll hope for the best. Keep you posted, and I hope the news over the next couple of days here is such that we won't have to devote a lot of time to it on air. So story number three, and that's the one I inadvertently left out, at least in the listing aspect of it, and that's DACA. And the fact that the criticism being leveled at Trump is just, it's insanity, because these were two moves made by the President of the United States who violated the Constitution. Nobody said anything. The President can't create his own laws. He's got to go to Congress. Obama has done it in several cases, and not a word. All Trump is trying to do is eliminate something that was unconstitutionally incorporated to begin with, and Trump is the bad guy. Will it ever end? So you nitwits out there, you moonbats, you want to walk around the country and protest, go ahead. Take time away from your families, time away from your jobs, time away from everything. Well, nothing will happen. And the irony of it is Trump has expressed a lot of ambiguities and doubts about going forward to this because he doesn't want to hurt anyone. I'll add, we have the laws of the land here. You can either accommodate 500,000 or however many there are and take job opportunities. I mean, it's not a matter of being unfair. This never should have been allowed to have happened. And now they're preying upon the sympathy of these kids who have been separated from their families. Are suffering such hardship. It's affecting the United States economy in so many negative and perverse ways. And deporting them will only ensure the safety in this country because there'll be other people who are thinking, I don't think we can get away with what we got away with before. See what's already happened with the wall and the effects of talking about it, and certainly the new immigration policies that we're experiencing along the border. Working. It's working. And it can work even more and more and more and more. We're hearing less and less and less about contrary events. And trust me, if there were 10, 15 murders, if there were one murder a day that could be attributed to Trump, it would be done. Obama has blood on his hands for the murder of many, many, many people, and so does Hillary Clinton. I can't say the same thing about Donald Trump. So it's a lot of overreaction, even for a former president of the United States. Can you imagine who must hate Trump's decision and hates Trump so much? Trump's decision is a relatively modest way to roll back what is an act of illegality. Anytime someone wants to bring up the subject of immigrants, I said you left out a word, illegal. Response generally, none. The president has gone out of his way to minimize disruption, believe it or not, for these DACA recipients. And the administration will stop accepting new applications for the program. And consider, I guess, in two-year renewals, whose status expires between now and a certain date, stage by stage. So Congress has a window for its own solution before anyone else's status changes. But if you're sitting around waiting for Congress to act, make sure you don't get sores in your bun, because they don't want to act on anything, because the security of doing nothing in Congress, they believe, gets them another 2 years, 4 years to serve, all the perks and benefits, and how many months off on vacation a year? Months. Never seen anything like it in a country. To me, it equates to the fact that the whole country, when I say the whole country, I don't mean everybody, of course, is corrupt. We live in a corrupt society. And I'd like you to stop and think of another society or two around the world that you might deem as non-corrupt. Corruption is an evil that's engulfing everyone and has engulfed everyone worldwide. And the cause of the Trump decision was a reaction by the Attorney General of Texas and other states to bring a suit challenging the legality of DACA. Texas and other states successfully got the other Obama unilateral amnesty, DAPA. And that was enjoined by the courts. Obama, you remember the legal challenges came left and right? Obama just waved them off. And now he's coming back and talking about how the act, and again, it's a matter of wording here. Is Trump cruel? Well, he stopped saying that. What he did was cruel, you see. It equates to saying Trump is cruel. But he didn't quite come on that. But he's obviously forgotten very quickly the cardinal sin of what your role is as an ex-president. If you want, he doesn't have any dignity. Just look at George Bush. Like him, George W. Bush. Like him, don't like him. And there are a lot of things about George W. Bush that I don't like. And there have been more that I found out since after the terms that he served. On the other hand, I think he's a decent, I know he's a decent American who loves this country. So in what Obama has done, he's just waved off all the legal challenges. He said DACA is based on the, and this is a quote, on the well-established legal principle of prosecutorial discretion. Huh? Well, Mr. Constitutional Lawyer is bigger than the system. And I doubt whether he knows very much about the Constitution at all, or even really wants to. He says that DACA deal is based on the well-established legal principle of prosecutorial discretion. And then he can't back it up. And it should be determined case by case. Wrong. Obama's executive amnesties, by the way, were, these were all new moves designed to apply to broad categories of illegal immigrants. You see, don't leave out the word illegal. They don't involve simply deciding not to prioritize the deportation of affected legal immigrants, but the effect of positive benefits on them, most importantly, work permits. This is a new legal system for these immigrants, and Obama once slipped and told an audience, "I just took action to change the law." I just took action to change the law. And do you know what kind of an uproar there was after that? None. None. Get all worked up over Obama. I shouldn't even be thinking about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, Timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Martin Fletcher. I'm a special freelance correspondent for NBC News, and I've just done an interview which I enjoyed very much with Stu Taylor.
All right, back for a final segment. I guess the story of the day is DACA. And if you remember, prior to DACA, and I think it was implemented in 2012 by this genius Barack Obama, who's implemented and unconstitutionally circumvented every legal aspect we have in order to take this country and transform it. And think how close he came. Think if Hillary got in. I mean, this is what I try to think about to keep my spirits up instead of thinking about all the savage, unwarranted, unnecessary attacks on Donald Trump. It doesn't matter what Trump does. It doesn't. This is what people have to understand. It doesn't matter what he does. It doesn't matter what he says. It was the same thing with Obama. It doesn't matter what he did. He doesn't matter what he said, except he had an entirely different reaction. But before DACA, Obama said that he didn't have the authority to implement his own amnesty absent congressional action. Get it? Before doing that now. Now Trump is giving Congress, and he's doing the right thing. He's giving them another chance. It's gotten out of the practice of legislation. But it's not hard, really, to see a way to resolve this and put it on firm legal ground in exchange for enforcement measures. You know, everything should be compromised. But when you come to the atmosphere in this country right now in terms of compromise, there is none. Congress has had opportunities to get Obamacare implemented, to prepare for tax reform, and they're nowhere. Nowhere. I've given up even saying, hey, there were a few people in Congress, you know, I'm very happy with. And it's just easy at this point to say there's a whole blanket. I'm a blanket of disgust over all of them. And that disgust becomes intensified to an infinite degree when it comes to the Democrat Party. So whatever Congress conclusion it comes to, it'll be more legitimate than what we're seeing right now of Trump wielding a pen and a phone. Trump is forced to go after Congress because, like me and like a lot of others, he can't stand Congress. I think their approval rating's 9%. And these fakes and these phonies who come on, you can talk about Trump's misspoken words, his bizarre actions, his absolutely revolting braggadocio personality. The man is getting something done in spite of being attacked from all sides. Congress just looks very, very diplomatic, you see? They got their $500 suits. They've got the lingo. Oh, they've got the lingo down. Let me tell you. We're going to have a bipartisan effort. And yes, we want the same thing. We've invited them to the table. Are you sick of hearing that yet? Obama's executive amnesties really rendered the left's warnings about Trump during the campaign a little bit tinny. I mean, what was the worst that President Trump could do? Push for legislation, and when it failed, impose his own? Aha, you can't go out and construct your own laws. Obama had done it, and neither the former president nor his supporters have second thoughts, yet they warn hourly of Trump's threats to our constitutional system. What hypocrisy. Can you imagine that disgrace serving as president, sitting around and festering over seeing one policy after another go down the tubes? It's so unfortunate about Obamacare. But one of the reasons it hasn't gone down the tubes officially yet is because the system is so bad. The changes were so horrific that you know how sometimes it's worse to do something than to do nothing and think about what you're going to do. That's the story of Obamacare. Trust me, it is a universally thought disaster. And yet, you've got to have something to replace it. Here's where I turn to the Republicans and say, why the hell don't you have something to replace this after 7 years? And the answer is always the same. It's always the same. Obama had pushed for legislation. He didn't get the results from Congress he wanted. And the former president nor his supporters have second thoughts. Trump has exercised his powers at many, many, many times in a foolish way, but he's never exceeded them. Tell me one case pending where there's an investigation into a crime. Don't give me the Russian collaboration. Yeah, go vote for Maxine Waters, and I give the country 3 weeks to collapse. I honestly hope she runs. I mean, it would be such... Well, it wouldn't matter, I guess, with the boneheads in this country. They'd support her, too. She can't put a sentence together. Doesn't know how many states there are. It's a responsibility that these young people who have been elected in Congress carry out their civic duties. Congress writes the laws, even when it is not to King Barack Obama's liking. You should continue to follow the story on your own. You really should. And the problem is there are so many people out there who don't really grasp the importance of what we're dealing with. And it affects your family, your children, your grandchildren, everybody. Just turn off the TV a little. Stop with the cartoons. Cool it on the sporting events. Take time away from what you might normally do. And get involved. We'll get involved here again tomorrow. This is Stu Taylor.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,